your heart is the most important heart. Its attentiveness, its focus in our collective prayer reaching its highest of potential. So put aside whatever it is that might be distracting you and be as present as you can as we turn to our Lord in supplication, asking of him, as he is the one who hears our prayers and he is the one that gives us everything that we have. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li wajhika wa adhim sultanik. Laka alhamdu hamdan tahiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi la yawmiddin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad fil awwalina wa fil akhirin. Allahumma ja'alna min al-mukhlisin. Allahumma ja'alna min al-mukhlisin. Allahumma ja'alna min al-mukhlisin. We begin this supplication in your name, Ya Allah, and beseech you to send your choicest salutations upon your most beloved, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. We ask that you shower your infinite mercy upon this gathering, granting each and every one who is present herein and our loved ones only the best in this world and the best in the next. We ask, Ya Allah, that if all of us are meant to be together only at this time, at this place, whether we are young or old, male or female, regardless of our race, our ethnicity, our social class, our country of origin, our cultural heritage, that if our individual hearts are meant to be in the presence of all other hearts that are gathered here only at this time, at this place, then gather us all together again in the best of places in the world beyond this one. Ya Allah, Ya Wadud, you who are the source of unconditional love, bless this gathering and all those who are in it. We turn to you on this evening as travelers in this world. Help us to remember these days in this dunya in proportion to the world beyond this one. And throughout our time here, help us to keep our eyes and hearts focused on you, Ya Rabbi, that whatever we encounter as we travel, we may draw closer to you through it. Make our travel unhindered by worldly possessions and make us those who simply trust in you for all that we need. Our hearts at times feel heavy and anxious. Our bodies and limbs, they ache and feel unclean. At other times, we feel uplifted and strong, rejoicing as light enters through us and from us on the path stretching before us. Whether it is a step of pain, perseverance, patience, or pleasure, make it a step of benefit and one that reminds us that our journey is never finished until we reach our ultimate destination. Ya Allah, make us from the people of Jannah. These days we find ourselves in are quite unique. We have left familiarity and comfort, it seems. Make our departure from those things a means to find deeper meaning. In moments of doubt, grant us tawfiq to end in true yaqeen and certitude. Through these days and along this journey in its entirety, open our eyes to new visions and true realities, our ears to hear you speaking to us, and our hearts to receive your divine love. Grant that this time spent in isolation, hardship, and ailment helps us to see through a vision of growth, prosperity, and selflessness that enables us to become the people you would have us be, and those who meet you having fulfilled the purposes you intended for us. Help us to carry with us always each other and to remember all those who surround us with examples to aspire towards. Every doctor, nurse, and hospital staff member who risk their own health and well-being in order to save the lives of others. Every pharmacist, grocery store worker, emergency service provider who reports to work to provide for our basic needs. Every delivery person and messenger, postal worker and driver who faces the virus every day so that we might not have further disruption to our daily routines. Every donor and contributor who has given to help those in need. Every person who has decided to eat a little less so that their neighbor would not go hungry. Every young person who has picked up a phone and talked to someone elderly so that they wouldn't feel alone. Every person who has sought to bring change into their life as a way to bring beneficial change in the lives of others. Help us to carry always those who help facilitate for us, and to honor their sacrifices and struggles by making sacrifices of our own. Where there is distress and agony, make us the source of calm. Where there is hate and bigotry, make us the source of love, compassion, and wisdom. Where there is indifference and intolerance, make us the source of consciousness and understanding. Make us the answer to people's prayers, Ya Allah, and those who only do what is good. What is it, Ya Allah, that these people are made of, that they put themselves at risk each and every day for our sake? In these days of isolation, help us to emulate their character and sense of ethics for our benefit and the benefit of those around us. Make us committed to being people of beauty so that when we come out of this, we are ready to do our part regardless of what those around us are calling us to. Help us to be above what is simply normal and to never compromise on who it is that we are for those who only accept us when we become that which we are not. Forgive us when we unknowingly or knowingly become the cause of unwanted compromise in the lives of those around us and hurt others in ways that at times we won't admit to ourselves or even realize. Make us those who are never embarrassed by our faith, nor those who embarrass others because of the faith they choose to practice. Help us to see our race, our heritage, our class, our gender as a means of strength and never something that we wish wasn't a part of us. Make us outstanding by not being afraid to stand out, to be firm and resolved in our conviction and values, and any distinction and distinguishing of ourselves to be rooted in love. Setting ourselves apart does not mean we have to be distant from other hearts, and help us to carry you, Ya Allah, in our hearts always. Make us those who dare to live with real and actual beauty, to live with integrity, honesty, and hope, to honor the rights of both parents and children, to be good to all people and never partake in acts of injustice, to see diversity in all of its beauty and to never run towards any type of racism, to speak truth and only truth and to detest any type of falsehood, to be patient and forgiving and to always visit the sick, to respect our elders and to give of our wealth, to be just in all of our dealings and to be honest and trustworthy, to be gentle and loving and to take care of those who are in need, to always love for others what we love for ourselves, to be the continued source of hope in this world and never the reason that someone might dread it, to speak good and only good and to otherwise be silent, to respect and honor all human beings, irrespective of their religion, color, race, gender, or class, to remember always the sacrifices that others made so that we could be where we are today, to never brag or boast or to talk and act in vanity, to not be contemptuous or arrogant with others, and to walk with humility, to speak only when necessary and when equipped with actual knowledge, and to never think the worst of others based off of simple hearsay, to not defame others and to recognize always that we are meant to be brothers and sisters to one another, to not backbite or gossip, and to offer only the best of wishes and blessings when we meet and greet one another, to treat kindly our parents, our children, all relatives and orphans, and especially those that society has left behind, to take care of the needy, the disabled, those who have little or no income, those who have no work at all, to not expect anything in return for doing good, but to simply do good because it's the right thing to do, to pardon with grace those who do wrong, and to seek forgiveness when we have wronged others, and to always remember you, Ya Allah, with gratitude, love, and appreciation. For all those who find themselves ill, make this ailment for them a means of purification in this world and a means of elevation in the next. Grant each one a complete healing and shifa, each one a quick and easy recovery. Ya Allah, you are with us. Though we cannot see you, we know that you see us and that you are always by our side. You love us more than we could know, and you know each tear that we have cried. We trust in you, Ya Rabb. Guide us and hold us until we are recovered and well inwardly and outwardly. Relieve us of all pain and free us from any suffering. Help us to obtain strength for the sake of the weary, hope for those who are discouraged, and joy for each and every one who is downhearted. Protect us always from hearts that are not humble, tongues that are not wise, and eyes that have forgotten how to cry. Forgive us for our shortcomings and guide and bless us all. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين